Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Prabhupada.
Thus, Maharaj Dhritarashtra, the scion of the family of Ajamedha, firmly convinced by introspective knowledge, Pragya, broke at once the strong network of familial affection by his resolute determination. Thus, he immediately left home to set out on the path of liberation as directed by his younger brother, Vidura. Please repeat after me. Thus, Maharaj Dhritarashtra, the scion of the family of Ajamedha, firmly convinced by introspective knowledge, Pragya, broke at once the strong network of familial affection. By his resolute determination. Thus he immediately left home to set out on the path of liberation as directed by his younger brother Vidura. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great preacher of the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam, has stressed the importance of association with sadhus, pure devotees of the Lord. He said that even by a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can achieve all perfection. We are not ashamed to admit that this fact was experienced in our practical life. Were we not favored by His Divine Grace, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, by our first meeting for a few minutes only, it would have been impossible for us to accept this mighty task of describing Srimad Bhagavatam in English. Without seeing Him at that opportune moment, we could have become a very great business magnate, but never would we have been able to walk the path of liberation and be engaged in the factual service of the Lord under instructions of His Divine Grace. And here is another practical example by the action of Vidura's association with Dhritarashtra. Maharaj Dhritarashtra was tightly bound in a network of material affinities related to politics, economy, and family attachment, and he did everything in his power to achieve so-called success in his planned projects. But he was frustrated from the beginning to the end, so far as his material activities were concerned. And yet, despite his life of failure, he achieved the greatest of all success in self-realization by the forceful instructions of a pure devotee of the Lord, who is the typical emblem of a sadhu. The scriptures enjoin, therefore, that one should associate with sadhus only, rejecting all other kinds of association. And by doing so, one will have ample opportunity to hear the sadhus, who can cut to pieces the bonds of illusory affection in the material world. It is a fact that the material world is a great illusion because everything appears to be a tangible reality, but at the next moment evaporates like the dashing foam of the sea or a cloud in the sky. A cloud in the sky undoubtedly appears to be a reality because it rains. And due to rain, so many temporary green things appear. But in the ultimate issue, everything disappears, namely the cloud, rain, and green vegetation, all in due course. But the sky remains, and the varieties of sky or the luminaries also remain forever. Similarly, the absolute truth, which is compared to the sky, remains eternally. And the temporary cloud-like illusion comes and goes away. Foolish living beings are attracted by the temporary cloud, but intelligent men are more concerned with the eternal sky with all its variegatedness. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapto Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranam Mami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanang Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Evam Raja Vidurena Anujena Pragya Chakshur Bodhita Ajamirha Chitva Sheshu Sneha Pashandra Dhinna Nishchakramo Bhratri Sandarshitadva Thus Maharaj Dhritarashtra, the scion of the family of Ajamirha, firmly convinced by introspective knowledge, Pragya, broke at once the strong network of familial affection by his resolute determination. Thus, he immediately left home to set out on the path of liberation as directed by his younger brother, Vidura. So, this verse is pointing out the very powerful influence of the association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada quoted in the purport Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that just a moment's association, actually not even a moment, 1/11th part of a second, lover. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Koy, Labo Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Even a lover association, that is 1/11th part of a second, even that much association of a saintly personality can give us the ultimate perfection of life, Sarva Siddhi. Also, Kapil Dev instructed his mother in a similar way, Satang Prasangan Mamabirja Sangvidha. In the association of satam, association of sadhu, mama birja sambhida bhavanti ritkana rasayana katha. The very powerful topics in relation to me become revealed. So when we meet a sadhu, what actually happens? The sadhu speaks to us about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A sadhu reminds us that beyond this material nature, there is another reality. Normally, everyone in this material nature thinks that this is the absolute reality. This is the only reality. Therefore, they conclude that as long as we are alive, we will be here and we will experience this world. And as soon as we die, everything will be over. That is the materialistic conclusion. This material nature is everything. Therefore, as long as we are alive, let us try to enjoy to the max. Let's try to enjoy to the best of our ability. Javat jivet sukham jivet rinam kritva ghritam pivet. That's the materialistic conclusion. This philosophy was also prevalent during the early Vedic period, during the Vedic time. That's called Charvak. They are simply concerned about enjoying this material nature. And their conclusion is that as long as you are here, try to enjoy. Try to drink ghee. by begging, borrowing or stealing. Even if you have to beg and borrow, still go ahead and drink ghee, because at the end of your life everything will disappear. So the conclusion is that they think that this material nature is the only reality and there is nothing beyond this. But when you come across the sadhu, what does the sadhu remind us? The sadhu reminds us about another reality beyond this material nature. And what is that reality? That is the absolute reality. Now there are another kind of spiritualists, the impersonalists. Their understanding is that this material nature is Maya. This material nature is completely illusory, therefore it doesn't exist. Brahma Satta Jagat Mitha. This material world, this Jagat is false. But the reality is the spiritual sky. But those who are situated in proper knowledge, those who have been described here as Pragya, Pragya, the ones who have Pragya, introspective knowledge, they are known as Pragya. And they know the ultimate reality. They know that this is also reality and that is also reality. But this is a relative reality, whereas the reality beyond this material nature or the spiritual reality is the absolute reality. Both are real. As Prabhupada gave the example of the cloud and the sky. The cloud is real. No one can say that the cloud is not existing. Cloud is real. From the cloud comes the rain, and from the rain comes the vegetation, and the vegetation sustains the life and creates the variety in this material nature. So who can say that this material nature does not exist? It exists, but it exists as a relative reality. It's temporary reality. It's temporary. The cloud is temporary, rain is temporary, the vegetation is temporary. And that is the reality of the material nature. Therefore, the Sanskrit expression of material nature is Jagat. The word Jagat means Gacchati iti Jagat. The world that is constantly moving, like a river. The river is constantly moving. At no particular point we'll find that the river is standing still. The river is constantly moving, therefore the river is constantly changing. And same is the case with the material nature. It's constantly changing. We are actually flowing in the river of time. This material nature is relative to time. Place and circumstances is relative to time. And the important thing to note is that this time is an expansion of Balaram, Ananta Shesha. So since time is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and since this material nature is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His energy, this is also real. And actually, Isha Upanishad describes that it is also perfect and complete. Om Purnam Adah Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachyate. Anything that emanates from the perfect and complete is also perfect and complete. And that is the wonderful aspect of the Supreme Personality of God. He is perfect and complete, Purna, and anything that emanates from Him also is perfect and complete. So since this material nature emanated from Him, it is also perfect and complete. But in its appropriate situation. Appropriate situation is that when it is connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we see the link between the material nature and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it becomes perfect and complete. Otherwise, it is imperfect and incomplete. And that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to remind us. This material nature is an emanation of the Supreme Personality of God, His energy. Therefore, this material nature or everything in this material nature must be engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, we must re-establish the link between the energy and the energetic. And when that is done, then it is perfect and complete. Then it is not material anymore. This nature also becomes spiritualized. So this is the wonderful thing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. That's actually the unique presentation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. Sankirtan, the word Sankirtan has two connotations. One is congregational or collective chanting of the holy name of the Lord, congregational glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the other connotation, the broader connotation of Sankirtan is Sammak Kirtan, that is, when everything is engaged in the service, or everything is engaged in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Sankirtan. So everything in this material nature is meant for the glorification and the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, everything must be used for that purpose. And when that is done, then that everything becomes spiritualized. So Sankirtan actually is the process to spiritualize the apparently material nature. Living entities are apparently separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this material nature. Baddha jivas, the conditioned souls, are separated. And their propensities, their activities, their mentality, everything is completely distorted, completely corrupt, completely conditioned. But by the process of Sankirtan, being engaged in the Sankirtan movement, the living entities are becoming directly engaged in the service of the Lord. And by being engaged in the service of the Lord, they are becoming spiritualized. So that is why the age of Kali has been considered to be so wonderful. Although the age of Kali is an ocean of sinful activities, Kaler doshe nidhe rajan, asti hi eko mahan guna. Kaler doshe nidhe rajan. O king, this age of Kali is an ocean of sinful activities. But asti hi eko mahan guna. This age of Kali has a great advantage. And that is kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param pujyate. Just by becoming engaged in the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can very easily become liberated from this material bondage. That is the advantage of the age of Kali. This advantage was not available in the other ages. In other ages, the development was progressive. Gradually one used to climb from one rung of the ladder to another rung, and in this way they would ultimately come to the perfected stage of pure devotional service. Karma kanda, jnana kanda, then bhakti. The process of different types of spiritual progress, meditation, austerities, penances, performances of sacrifice, and all kinds of Very, very strenuous, laborious and time-consuming process. They ultimately used to come to the point of prapatti or sharanagati. That has been described, that when one used to attain the perfection in his perfection of yoga, ashtanga yoga. In samadhi, he used to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the heart as the super soul. And seeing the super soul in the heart and being guided properly by a bona fide spiritual master, one used to recognize himself as a minute soul, minute spiritual spark in relation to the supreme spiritual entity, super soul. And by coming across or by perceiving that super soul, and recognizing his minute and insignificant position, he used to naturally surrender unto him. That surrender is the beginning of devotional service, bhakti. So we can see that after receiving, after achieving the ultimate spiritual perfection through the regulative process, as they have been described in the Vedic, in the Vedas, one used to come to the point of surrender. And that surrender was the beginning or foundation of devotional service, bhakti. Bhakti Vinod Thakur mentions that this sharanagati, or the process of surrender, the process of surrender is the foundation of life and soul of devotion. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jibe Daya Kori, Shaparashad Shiyodham, Shaho Abotori, Uttanto Durlabho Prem Kori Bare Dan, Shikhai Sharanagati, Bhakote Rupran. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to bestow His causeless mercy upon the living entities, Jive Daya Kori, He descended, He appeared along with His associates and devotees and entourage, Shaparshad and His abode, Shaparshad Shiyodham Shaho Abutori. And in order to bestow, in order to distribute very rare prem, Krishna prem, Uttanto Durlabho prem, the prem that is extremely rare, Koribare Dan, Shikhai Sharanagati, Bhakote Rupran. He is teaching the process of surrender, Sharanagati, which is the life and soul of devotion. So that is what happens when one comes across a sadhu. So in this way we can see, a sadhu means a pure devotee of the Lord. And it is due to the contact with the pure devotee of the Lord that we can become aware of the transcendental reality. We can become aware of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and our relationship with Him. So that is what happens in the association of sadhu. And here we are seeing what actually happened when Dhritarashtra met Vidura. Dhritarashtra, throughout his life, he was extremely attached throughout his life, and he did not hesitate to commit sinful activities in order to fulfill his ulterior dubious intentions. But Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport that Dhritarashtra's life is a perfect example of a life of failure. Time and time and time again he has been frustrated. A very, very unfortunate soul. Very unfortunate soul. He was born as a king, born as a prince, but he is blind. So he could not have his claim over his kingdom, his father's kingdom. Then he thought that his sons would at least succeed and become the king. And that also didn't happen, because Pandu's son was born before his son. So, according to the Vedic understanding, he became Yudhishthira Maharaj, the son of Pandu, became the successor to the throne. And Yudhishthira tried in so many different ways, and he became extremely envious because of the good fortune of Pandu and his children. And he continuously kept on trying to establish himself through his sons. But he didn't succeed. So this is also a very beautiful example that in the material platform, one may try in so many different ways to achieve success. But ultimately the success actually depends upon the approval of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the ultimate success of life is actually to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender to His will. That is the ultimate success. Whatever He wants, that will be. So better to surrender ourselves to Him. Like if we are born blind, and if we accept our blindness as a mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He must have some plan so that we are born blind. Then our blindness actually becomes a benediction. So in whatever situation we may be in, if we see that situation as a token of mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then everything becomes not only auspicious, everything becomes glorious. Whether we are blind or lame, whether we are poor, whether we are deprived, it doesn't matter. When we surrender ourselves to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then everything becomes all auspicious. And that's why it's a wonderful example that has been established in the Mahabharata. In one side we see Duryodhana, the sons of Dhritarashtra. Duryodhana and the other sons of Dhritarashtra, the Kauravas. And they are trying to establish themselves through all kinds of material means. But they didn't succeed. Whereas the Pandavas, apparently they are undergoing so many difficulties. Apparently the Pandavas were very, very unfortunate. Just as when they were young, the father died, and they had to go through so many deprivations. Their own brothers, their own cousins tried to kill them when they were young. First by giving poison they tried to kill Bhima, then by trying to burn them in a house of shellac, and then they had to wander around, and then they lost their kingdom, and their wife was insulted in public. But they accepted everything as Krishna's mercy, and as a result of that Krishna was always with them. And they were always enjoying the situation that they were in. So that is the advantage of being a devotee of the Lord. And how can one become a devotee of the Lord? The way to become a devotee of the Lord is simply by coming in contact with a devotee of the Lord. That has been very wonderfully explained also in by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. In Madhurya Kadambini, that the devotion can be achieved only by the mercy of the devotee. And that contact can be even for a fraction of a moment, but that will lead us to become a devotee. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question or comment, Maharaj? Any questions? I'm sorry, it's only a few minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. So that is a good point. Prabhupada is pointing out also in the purport that although Dhritarashtra's life was a total failure throughout, but at the end it became successful just by coming in contact with Vidura. And an important consideration here is that not only he came across Vidura, but he accepted the instructions of Vidura.